Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At a recent informal NATO foreign ministers meeting in Berlin, Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirmed the alliance remains committed to supporting a democratic, independent, and sovereign Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched this war, thinking he could eliminate Ukraine as an independent country and divide NATO. Instead, declared Secretary Blinken, he's only reinforced Ukraine's sovereignty and independence as Ukraine has chased the Russian army away from Kyiv. Every member of the alliance wants to bring this war to an end as soon as possible, said Secretary Blinken. But we're equally determined to maintain our security assistance to Ukraine, to continue our sanctions, export controls, and diplomatic pressure on Russia for as long as it's necessary.
The United States and our allies and partners are focused on giving Ukraine as strong a hand as possible on the battlefield and at any negotiating table so that it can repel Russian aggression and fully defend its independence and sovereignty.
The United States and its allies and partners have marshaled a robust transatlantic response to aid the more than 6 million refugees who have fled Ukraine, said Secretary Blinken.
The United States has provided millions of dollars in assistance to countries taking in Ukrainian citizens to help provide essential support and services. Our countries are also coming together to address some of the broader consequences that are flowing from Russia's aggression, like the global food shortages and rising food prices that we're seeing.
We know that in supporting Ukraine, we're also defending the principles of sovereignty and independence that are foundational to global peace and security. American diplomats have returned to Ukraine after several weeks working out of Poland, said Secretary Blinken. We're reopening our embassy in Kyiv, and we will resume operations very soon. Secretary Blinken also reaffirmed NATO's open-door policy and the right of all countries to determine their own futures, policies, and security arrangements. As such, the United States strongly supports the formal NATO applications of Sweden and Finland to the alliance. The United States looks forward to the June NATO summit in Madrid when the alliance will release its new strategic concept, which will outline the current security environment and outline how the alliance will sustain and strengthen transatlantic security in the face of President Putin's aggression, as well as other threats and challenges over the next decade.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.